Hello everyone, welcome to the Sexy Hot Takes, where we'll be discussing the hottest new release, Elden Ring. Remember to like, comment and subscribe, and we'll jump straight into it. So, I've been dying to talk about Elden Ring for some time. You know, I've been really keen to understand to what degree does the move to the open world really enrich and benefit the gameplay. But, you know, I'm going to jump straight into it. I'm like incredibly disappointed because all I'm reading... And I do have the game, and I've not played it as of yet.
That's a hot take. I don't know if it's sexy, but that's a hot take. You don't like the game.
It's probably
and
not.
Yeah, you don't like a FromSoft game. Whoa, big surprise!
It's not, because Sekiro, I would say, is about a 7 out of 10, which is a reasonable score. But that is another video. Like, right. I think I've read nothing but performance issues for Elden Ring. You know, Series X and PlayStation 5 are struggling around the 40 frames per second area, and top-end PCs, I'm talking 3090s, are struggling. There's reports that people are losing their save data on PlayStation.
All right, so it's got technical issues. That doesn't make it a bad game.
It's got significant technical issues, and you know, frame rate drops can be anything from a minor annoyance to something which is completely immersion breaking and something that's completely ruins the experience. And it seems like, unfortunately, Elden Ring appears to be the latter. And it's basically unacceptable to be releasing a game in this state. And, you know, for all of the technical issues, a game is not deserving of 9s and 10s and game of the year contenders if it's got these issues, I'm afraid. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay. So let me just tackle some of your points. I'm gonna need a drink for this one, because that's I stopped listening to you a few minutes ago and just started watching the video, because for anyone who's interested, that is Elden Ring playing down there. I'd completely disagree. Like I get there's some validity in saying a game shouldn't be released in a bad state, but it's an excellent game. It's an absolutely jaw-dropping game. It's a natural progression to every other game that they've made. It just, like, in every way surpasses the other games. And the other games are 8s out of 10s. So why the hell does this not deserve a 9 if it's better in every way?
I don't think, first of all, I don't think it's jaw-dropping. I think you're mistaking, technical quality, you know, high-quality textures, etc., with amazing art. I think the game looks amazing, and that's due to the art direction, as opposed to...
So we had this debate the other day.
The technical qualities of the game.
No, we had this debate the other day, where you and another friend were saying that it doesn't look like a great game. It looks like a decent PS4, a decent last-gen game. I completely disagree. I think in so many ways, it's absolutely jaw-dropping. It looks good on last gen. It looks good on current gen. It looks good on PC, and I think it takes advantage of every single platform that it's on as best as it can. I think it's a great looking game, and it looks much better than Sekiro did. It looks much better than Dark Souls ever did. It's a natural progression.
While still Horizon Forbidden West.
No, you don't need to compare it to contemporaries. That's completely the wrong way to look at this. You look at Halo, and a lot of people said Halo Infinite wasn't like a great looking game. And it's like, well, at the end of the day, one, they have to stick to a particular art style. Halo has a particular look. You can't suddenly make a Halo game that looks like Call of Duty, like ultra realistic, because then it'd be like, well, what are they doing copying Call of Duty? You know, your argument doesn't work. Your logic is flawed in that respect, I think. I genuinely think that the game sticks to the art style it's known for, and it improves it with graphical fidelity and nicer ease. And look at those like beautiful particle effects that you would never see in previous Dark Souls games. Like, this lovely, it's beautiful, like in every respect. Gameplay is a lot of fun.
If you're fighting a boss and the game suddenly dips to 40 frames per second and it ends up you dying, that is just not great. That's not a great experience.
Okay, you're going to a different point then. Like either the game looks great and then it has graphical dips, or the game doesn't look great. But you can't say, you're jumping around arguments there.
No, I don't think, I've never said the game doesn't look great. I think that what we originally said, me and Ant, is the game looks like it was built on the previous gen, i.e. PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, which it clearly was.
Every game coming out this year has been built pretty much on the previous generation.
And subsequently, it doesn't fully take advantage of the latest hardware.
No game this year takes advantage of the latest hardware. Like, name a game that's coming out this year.
Horizon looks much better than this does.
Horizon looks fantastic on the PS4.
Yeah, they, you
and
know,
it was built, and it was built on the last. And again, it's a very different art style. And
Guerrilla have done a better job in optimizing the game.
It has hideous bugs, one of which drops your frame rate permanently, and it doesn't fix it until you restart the console. Where's your answer to that? Silence in the room.
It's known to have bugs, yeah, but it runs and performs generally better than what I've seen on Elden Ring. And you could go to NX Gamer, you know, Digital Foundry have released a long article talking around the performance. You could search Twitter and Reddit and see the evidence for yourself.
But are they not still saying this game's still a 9 or a 10?
Of course, though. The game is still a 9 or a 10 with those problems.
I think that FromSoft have got, they're getting the Rockstar treatment, where their games are not getting a thorough critique, and technical and gameplay issues are getting completely overlooked by journalists.
I remember the Rockstar treatment. You know, like, because you know GTA Trilogy that just got released, that got the Rockstar treatment, didn't it?
No, I'm talking more about Red Dead 2, where like. Not many
which
reviews,
didn't suffer any technical issues at all.
Not technical is if like the controls, the game controls horribly. The controls are, for me, I couldn't play the game because the controls were just that bad. You know, you need a game to be, the controls are the primary way you interact with the game. You want fast, fluid controls systems, responsive, and it was nothing of the sort, and I just couldn't tolerate it. I couldn't deal with it at all.
Okay, fine.
Sorry. But isn't your whole of that point invalid because you haven't played Elden Ring yet?
No, but the technical issues I can see with my eyes. So that is the crux of my argument. A game is not deserving of 9s and 10s with loads of technical issues, and game journalists. There's a dereliction of duty if they're not informing people that this game is plagued by loads of issues and just completely overlooking them.
There's an element.
Are
of
you
that,
saying this is a... the CD? Is this the CD Projekt Red? Cyberpunk?
It's not as bad as Cyberpunk. I don't think it's the same thing as Cyberpunk, because Cyberpunk, when it was released, every critic turned around and said this game is not the same. This is not what we were promised. So. What is, as far as I understand your argument to be, Adrian, is that this game shouldn't be reviewed as highly as it is because there are lots of technical issues, right? And you feel that most publications out there haven't put these guys to task, which is fair to some extent, but equally you have to remember that quite a few of these people, these reviewers, have come out and said the code that they were provided with, which didn't have the day one patch, ran better. And it seems the day one patch has
made things worse,
which, you know, like we live in a world, unfortunately, where day one patches exist. And you hope, like any developer that releases these games and releases patches, hopes that the patch is fixing more than it breaks. In this case, clearly that isn't what's happened. So can you blame reviewers for reviewing the code that they're given and the product then?
I can to a degree, because Digital Foundry tested both versions pre and post patch, and they said both versions have got issues. Irrespective,
yeah, but not every outlet right. can but then, spend but then, that time.
Yeah, like Digital Foundry are literally there to
yeah, they're specialists. But you know, even your GameSpots, your IGNs, all of your other big publications, they should be informing people like of something which is gonna you know, impact the enjoyment of the game. If I'm listening to an album and the mix is so bad that I could barely hear the
reviews came out after embargo, which was before the release of the game. So they never got to get to the day one patch. So how can they go back in time? Like, they need a time machine, mate.
Yeah, I think it's the problem with modern game development is the fact that your game now, that is the game that you release, is not the game that people will be playing a week after you release it, a month after you release it, a year after. They're different games because the games change and get molded and get a focus tested. That's just modern day development. And yeah, you can't expect
journalists go back then and re-review it. So I believe Days Gone, for example, came out. It wasn't great, but
it was a mess.
A lot. The devs done a lot, and now what is apparently a pretty good game. Ghost of Tsushima, for example, got the free DLC, which we've played through and is amazing. You know, should there be a subsequent review to say, okay,
it's
been out 2 days, and again, it'll have more patches, and maybe it'll get better, maybe it'll get worse. And the fact is, at the end of the day, some games sites do go back and review games, but those, they only generally go back and review games that are MMOs, because MMOs do change significantly content wise over time. But the fact is, if you're going to keep going back and reviewing all these live service games, you're never going to get around to reviewing new games.
It doesn't have to be a full-on review. It could be an additional paragraph. They could append a paragraph to the review or
I think you're doing a disservice to games journalists. They actually, that one paragraph might take hours of playthrough.
Yeah, like you'd have to pretty much. What do you
mean that?
You'd have to replay a game.
Journalist, if you go play through loads of games and write about them and redo them,
you'd have to replay the game. It may be that there's like a hideous bugs halfway through the game, but only that second half of the game. But these guys review it and say, "Oh no, the game's totally fixed now." But actually, the only thing the devs have done is fix the first half.
They could say, you know, it could be something like, there are reports that this patch fixes or breaks the game or something like that. You know, they need to keep their readership informed.
I think that's not their responsibility.
Yeah, they do. They, you know,
it's not their responsibility.
They people read IGN, GameSpot, PushSquare, all of those publications to inform their buying choices. Like, someone could be sitting here, am I going to buy Elden Ring? Am I going to buy Horizon? And they're going to put their trust in these journalists to help them make their choice.
Mm-hmm. So I agree.
They've got a duty to report on the good and the bad.
And it's also, present
a balanced view.
But I don't think it's their responsibility to be truthful. No, they were truthful when they reviewed it at the time, right? They have their journalistic integrity. They got a product, they reviewed it. They put their review online. Now, if the product changes over time, I don't feel it's their responsibility. It is the developer's responsibility to let people know, to inform them. A developer should be posting good patch notes or have an option in the options menu to say, update, click this button and it will tell you what we fixed and what's changed. Now, fine, a developer is probably not going to be telling you the bad, but they can at least tell you the good. They can tell you the stuff they've changed to make the experience better. That's something that developers used to do a lot, and that's definitely something that's gone by the wayside. It's very hard to find patch notes now. Like, Halo Infinite's a really good example of, like, just they make lots of changes, you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. But that's not a reviewer's job to go back and review Halo and say, by the way, did it all this stuff. That's a developer's job to kind of keep the people who've purchased the game. A reviewer's job is to tell you the state of the game as they reviewed it. It's my job to tell you the state of when we review a movie, what I thought of the movie at the time. Now, if there's a director's cut that comes out like a year later, Ridley Scott with Blade Runner, prime example of a film that the director's cut was significantly better than the original. Richard Donner's cut of Superman 2, significantly better than the original, but came out decades after the original Superman 2 came out.
I should be
re-reviewing that. I need to release two reviews now. Completely unacceptable. No.
If it enhances or detracts. You know, if it's a standalone, it's almost a standalone product, so it's deserving of another review. And you know, your point around journalists reviewing a game at a point in time. So, you know, a live service game. You use Halo as an example. So, you know, Halo Day One had its technical issues, had its issues with lack of playlists, lack of customization, you know, hit detection, lots of stuff. Journalists are well within their rights to go back to Halo when season 2 drops and review it as it performs then with the new content, if there's new maps, and update people. Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, a 14-page epic, but it could just be an update, you know, a new review to keep people informed. Oh. It's a live service game, so...
I'll go back to Sanja's point of, you seem to think that updating a review with a paragraph is just writing a paragraph. It's not. It's the hours that you have to spend playing that game.
No, I completely get that, but I think they should update.
And just to quickly interject, GameSpot's one is in progress. It's giving it a 10 at the moment. I know Tamor, who's reviewing it, is, I think he's done about 70 hours, and that was pre-embargo, like just when embargo hit. So he hasn't completed it, because he's a FromSoft fanboy, definitely, and he loves the Souls games, so he's properly, like, going through and doing
If there were a caveat on that review saying, oh, by the way...
It literally says, in progress.
Yeah, I know, but are they caveat in the technical issues? Because I've seen the GameSpot written review, and they barely mention any...
Yeah. Well, like I said, he was playing the early build, so
were technical issues in the early build, as per Digital Foundry, what they said.
Well, guys, so, let's not make this overly long. Let's just say that the three of us are going to agree to disagree on this one. And it's turned into less of a Elden Ring's impression video and more into a should reviewers go back and review games that have technical issues.
It's not only that. I think there's just been a lack of opinion and discourse on not just the technical, but like when did all journalists become like Soulsborne zealots? Like,
not all of them are.
I've not seen one. Like, it doesn't seem like there's much discourse on any negative aspect of the game or potentially negative. Everyone's got different viewpoints, you know. Like, you could ask 10 people to review Halo Infinite or Elden Ring and they'll have 10 different views, but it just doesn't seem like
I recall many, many years ago Football Manager got a really low review score from a particular journalist, and the comments that journalist made in his review were, what kind of crazy video game is this? You can't even play as the players. So the journalists clearly, if anyone knows Football Manager is a management game. It's not about playing the game, it's about managing the team. And clearly the journalist just didn't understand the kind of game. He was just given the wrong kind of game to review. He was literally said, here, go review this game, it's a football game, go review it. He didn't have any kind of concept, he didn't do any kind of research. He just came up with this really, really low review score. Now, I feel journalists who have reviewed Elden Ring, I agree, there's definitely a lack, especially with From Software games, there seems to be a lack of kind of people giving it negative scores, that like an opposing opinion to all the people that say this is like the best game, this is the this is Jesus in a video game form.
That's why I said the Rockstar treatment.
But I feel that's more because at the end of the day, I feel that's more due to the fact that these sites give the reviews to journalists that actually understand what those games are about and the concept and the type of games they are. And for the genre and type of games these games are, they are the best of their genre. So if you call it, like, if a Souls-like game can be a genre, which I'm in awe about whether it should be its own genre or not, but effectively it seems that they are kind of, that has become a subgenre of video games now, and there are other games that do it, like Kingdom of the Fallen or Kings of the Fallen and The Surge. There are many like Souls-like type games. And they're just not as good. They're just not as good as the From Software stuff. So, you know, you're going to give it to these reviewers who are experts at this stuff, and they're going to rate them based upon those scales. Like, so you're going to get high scores. But then I think almost every review I've said caveats it, saying, you know, it's a Dark Souls game. Yes, it is hard. Accept it. Like, that's something you have to accept when you're playing games like this.
Sand, have you got anything more to add to the Elden Ring debacle/debate?
Well, as you will know, or any you know, recurring viewers. I'm not a Souls fan, so no, I don't have much to say about it.
All right.
Nav?
Well, yeah, I say, guys, go out, spend your money. Like, it's money well spent. It's a fantastic game. Yeah, I hope you have a lot of fun with it.
Well, for me, first of all, let us know what you think about Elden Ring in the comments. And Integrity, you're a gaming journalist, be keen to understand what you think. But this is, you know, I think we're going to sign off now. So like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.
See you, boys.
See ya.